It's a beautiful day in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and we have a new guest in the room. Whoever's watching on webcam, and I know you're out there, you are having such a good time today watching us scramble guests on our exactly 3-minute breaks. Isn't it nice to know exactly how long it's going to be, Rob?
Exactly. We didn't have that in the past.
No,
so
we
that's
didn't
why,
have
that's
that
why
in
we're
the past.
So organized now.
That's it. Organization. So we have Craig Barnett here in the room with us. He is the president and CEO. He is the principal of Scheme Designers, which is a really interesting business. But I gotta tell you about Craig, because Craig is a really cool guy. You have been flying since before you remember, small airplanes.
Since just when I was born.
Yeah, and it's really cool because in his backyard, as a plaything, he had the fuselage of a Spitfire. Am I right about that?
That's right. My father was rebuilding a Spitfire, and I had my own Spitfire fuselage as my play toy.
And not long ago, somebody said, "Oh, I can tell you where that fuselage is now." And that it's a whole story. We can tell it one day. It's too long for the short time we've got here.
Okay.
But it is nothing short of a miracle. The guy actually pulled out an old picture, and they showed him this fuselage, which at some point when he was getting into his artistic pursuits, he had begun his painting career by spray painting that fuselage.
I spray painted my name on it.
Yeah, he did.
I got showed this photograph of my toy fuselage. It was a real Spitfire fuselage. In my backyard that I had when I was a kid growing up in the 70s, and I was amazed. And I said to the guy, "Well, what happened to this?" He said, "It's flying." I said, "You're kidding." And the aircraft is flying at Duxford in the UK.
Wow.
And the very funny part of the story, which is very shortened, is 2 days before I had been in Duxford, and I'd put my son in front of that exact Spitfire and photographed it and said, "This is just like your grandfather's Spitfire." And I didn't know that was really my Spitfire fuselage in there. So very unusual.
But you couldn't log any of that time when you were a child.
I couldn't, but
PIC.
You know, the FAA is listening, but I did. I've got several hundred hours of Walter Mitty Spitfire time.
That's right. It was brrrr kind of Spitfire.
Exactly.
Time. So Scheme Designers does something really exciting here at the show, and this is not the first year you're doing it, but you have a scavenger hunt, right?
Right. This is our third year now. So one of the greatest joys of walking around Oshkosh, the display area for me, is just seeing the vast extent of work that we've done that's on display. So you walk past booths like Sakata or Dahera, I should say, or you walk past Aviat and look at the Huskies or Piper or whatever. And in amongst all those aircraft are all the handiwork of Scheme Designers. So we work with all those manufacturers, and we put little decals on the side of each aircraft that we've touched. Not everyone, but a select few. Over 20 we've selected this year. And we give out a form at our booth. And as you walk around, you're walking around anyway. Every time you see one of our stickers, Paint Scheme by Scheme Designers, you fill it in on your little card, hand it off to us when you're done. And you can win a desktop model of your aircraft with the interior model, the exterior model, or if you don't have an aircraft, any aircraft. And it's a $500 worth of model. And we've been running this 3 years now, and everybody loves it. We get tons of people, especially kids. We've had some amazing kids, both here and actually at Sun and Fun. We do the same thing. And the kids get so involved in the process. And their big thing is, "This was the most fun I had at Oshkosh." When you ask them what was the highlight, it was the scavenger hunt.
I love it. I love it. And what do the kids tend to choose as a model?
Well, we've had two sisters who won over the first two years. The amazing thing first, the amazingly beautiful young woman, and they're called Piper and Amelia. And 1 year Piper won, and 1 year Amelia won. You can't. I mean, they're gorgeous, and they love airplanes, and they come with their parents. And they've done the scavenger hunts 2 years, and they've outfarmed everything both years. So the first request I got was from one of them was for their winning one was, "I want a Cirrus." So, okay, no problem, I'll give you a Cirrus. Then she says, "On floats." So I actually drew up a Cirrus on floats so that we can model. And then there was a mind change, and then they decided we want a B-17. We want EAA's B-17.
But not on floats.
Not on floats.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. So the first of their two models has been provided now. They have a model of the EAA's B-17. And I'm still waiting for the second one. They're having a huge internal debate, which has gone on for over a year now, as to exactly what model they want. They didn't choose their parents' plane. Their parents have a Cessna 210, and they didn't choose their parents' plane.
Oh, that must have seemed just too pedestrian.
Yeah,
for
way
them.
Too easy.
So I wonder what the conversations are like over the dinner table.
That's all they talk about for years.
That's
but,
crazy.
You know, the more people who participate, the more fun it is. And especially if you've brought kids to AirVenture, this is a great activity for the kids while you're wandering around shopping and looking at planes. They're doing the same thing, but looking for scheme designer stickers and looking to win.
Or if your kids are a little smaller, you might find it to be a great parent-child activity.
Absolutely. And in fact, when Piper and Amelia first came by, they were quite little. And this was a great parent-child activity because they weren't running around independently yet. But it's a fun activity. We've had adults participate. We've had kids participate and everything in between. What's between adults and kids? Teens.
Yeah.
those
creatures.
Yeah, you wish. You wish.
Well, one of the things, they have to come by your booth to pick this up, right?
Yes.
And you're
so we're in Hangar C.
Okay.
And we're in the northwest corner of Hangar C. It's booth 3056, if
there
I remember rightly.
Yep,
but
yep.
Northwest corner.
And there's a really pretty blue bonanza sitting right outside.
Are you giving away a clue?
No, I'm not making any clues. Uh-huh. I'm just saying it's a very unique aircraft that I think you guys helped paint. Right.
Adrian did a around-the-world tour in this bonanza with the biggest tip tanks I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yes, and I could actually lay myself down alongside of them, and I think they're taller than
that's
I
that's right. You could lay inside the tip tank and be comfy.
I probably could.
So we worked with Adrian. In fact, we've also, in addition to what you see there, we've designed a whole paint scheme for his aircraft if he ever removes the decals.
Ah.
Some of the paint scheme's on the wings already, but the fuselage part was... The paint scheme was left off for now with all the promotional decals from his sponsors. But he did an amazing trip around the world. And it is so worthwhile going to Adrian and talking to him because his stories, especially once he hit Egypt and everything that happened after there, are amazing.
Yeah.
And it will make you the most thankful GA pilot to be living in the United States of America.
Yeah.
So it's go true. Around and talk to Adrian. And while you're there, look for the little sticker somewhere, perhaps.
In the general vicinity
of that aircraft on the N number on the left-hand side.
We'll call it the hint of the day. But I want to talk to you about one other thing that you've got going on. And that is you're helping people visualize their paint schemes better these days. How are you doing that?
So traditionally, paint scheme design's been done on 2D drawings, a side view, a plan view. Sometimes a front view and a bottom view. And that works well. But for a lot of people, the question arises, well, how does it really look sitting on the ramp? And over the years, we've developed different types of 3D modeling. But it's taken a lot to perfect just the right technology and the right technique to make it affordable. So now we are able to add full 3D photorealistic renderings of your aircraft during the design process of every scheme as we design it, which makes it far more visually interesting to the client. And so we've had a lot of clients start to purchase that option, and we're building more and more of these models now. And it's proving to be very successful. People love it, and it also gives them, instead of a beautiful side view drawing of their aircraft to frame afterwards, it's giving them a beautiful three-dimensional photorealistic drawing of their aircraft, which is especially nice if someone's building an aircraft and you know they're 90% done, 90% to go. Now they have a very realistic picture to hang up to encourage them to get to the end. But it's proving very nice. So we've got the 3D. It's available on every type of aircraft. If we haven't already built the model for the type of aircraft you have, then we will build it.
Interesting. Okay.
And we've got a big inventory of models now, and we're having a lot of fun with that.
It's not, I mean, I'm trying to hard to conceive of it, because I know we went through at least 7 or 8 different possibilities. That's not hard for you guys to do? I mean,
we've come up with a process, and we've got the technology to readily move and design schemes almost in 3D.
Wow.
So that all the presentation is 3D when you buy that option. You know, we used to produce models that you could rotate and look at from many angles, but the trouble is the size of those files is enormous, because in reality, you're not looking at a movie, you're looking at 1,000 static different drawings. It looks smooth, but mm-hmm. when you render it, it's many, many megabytes, and sometimes it overwhelms different people's browsers and,
sure,
and whatnot.
Sure.
And so you tend to dumb it down a little bit, and the quality is not so nice. With static 3D renderings, you're getting really photorealistic renderings. The plane is sitting on a background, it's in front of a hangar, or it's sitting out on the ramp, and it looks incredibly real.
That's wild. So where can people, tell us again where your booth is, because I think people would like to come by and take a look at that. That's
okay.
That's
our booth
cool.
is in the northwest corner of Hangar C, booth 3056, and you know, come by and have a look.
Absolutely.
We do have something special in our booth this afternoon, and that is for people who have questions about paint. Often you want to talk to the paint manufacturer, and we've got Sherwin Williams, who's the largest in the industry, coming in. So
terrific.
Come by and talk to them, and they'll be in our booth this afternoon to answer questions.
Craig Barnett with Scheme Designers, thank you so much. We're going to send people over there to talk to Sherman Williams.
Thanks.